What do you say we tee it up with one of the most engaging players over the past couple of decades on the PGA Tour? It's one of those names that's so well known, you just know him by DL3. Davis Love III now joins us on the Rivertown Hotline. How you doing, Davis?
Great. How's it going, guys?
Doing all right. I know you got the AT&T National coming up outside Philadelphia this weekend, but while I got you on the phone, I got to personally thank you because, okay, so like this up-and-coming golfer, like everybody, right, you get your first set of clubs when you're a kid. And I had that set of clubs until I was in my young 20s. And then at that point, Davis, I had to make that first real investment on golf clubs.
Right.
And because you played the 845s, I went out and bought a set of 845s. And wouldn't you know it, I shot my first sub-40 round on 9 holes that first time out with the 845. So for you, to you, I say thank you for my first sub-40 round on 9.
Well, I got them because Fred Couples had them. So, you know, we just want to be like the good players, that's for sure.
The big influence that you are, Davis. Obviously, you're going to have some major influence coming up as the Ryder Cup captain. Let's be honest, Tiger is not playing well. But if you had to pick your team today, is Tiger Woods on that team?
It depends how his knee is and his Achilles and if he's out of that boot. But I think if Tiger can walk the golf course, he's going to be on the team because he always seems to play well if he's not hurt. So, you know, we're obviously a year plus away. Hopefully he's going to be healthy. I saw him say the other day, you know, that he's not going to play until he's 100%. So he's saying the right things. Hopefully he's getting better and feeling better. And we know, well, he won the U.S. Open almost on one leg. So if we can get him healthy, he'll I'm sure, be on the team.
Now, Davis, just again, you know, I don't know if golf – because of everything that happened with Tiger Woods, what he's done to the golf and where he brought it, and obviously the downfall right now, what he's going through, is Rory that good, or are they just trying to make someone replace Tiger before our very eyes?
Well, they wanted Tiger to replace Greg Norman and Fred Couples, and they replaced Jack Nicklaus, and there really is no replacement for Michael Jordan. There is no comparison. You know, it was Michael, and Kobe's going to be Kobe, and Tiger's always going to be Tiger. There's not going to be anybody, I don't think, that ever dominates for that long a period of time, not even Tiger. He probably won't come back and play that well for that long. But Rory is an exceptional talent. We've known Rory like we knew Tiger or Phil Mickelson before they came out on tour. They were incredible players, and we're going to do very well. But, you know, you're right. Everybody's just getting excited about it. He played incredibly well in Charlotte and won by a lot. He played incredibly well and won by a lot at the U.S. Open, and he will continue to play well. He's a force to be reckoned with. Now, will he be Jack Nicklaus? No. Tiger hasn't eclipsed Jack Nicklaus yet. So it's a reach to say that he's the Tiger replacement, but he is an incredible talent. Like Ricky Fowler or Dustin Johnson, they got more talent than they know what to do with, and they could be exceptional players for a long time.
I grew up in a time where, you know, I had the luxury of watching, obviously, yourself, Vijay Singh, Ernie Els, Justin Leonard, Norman, Duval, Couples, and it seemed any weekend anyone can win. Is golf in good hands right now? Do you like where it's going? And do these kids respect the game?
They do, and you know, Ricky Fowler might wear bright colors and every once in a while turn his hat backwards, but he is very respectful of the game. He really gets it. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and he's been a good influence as a young kid on guys like Dustin Johnson. And these guys really, they want to be the stars of American golf. They want to be great players, and they want to do the right things. And I think we've got a good group of leaders, like you mentioned, guys like Justin Leonard and Jim Furyk and guys like that that have come before him, and then these guys are falling in their footsteps. You know, every generation is a little cooler and a little hipper and doing dancing videos on TV like Hunter Mahan. But we've got a good young group of guys. I've been really lucky to have, you know, to keep playing with them week in and week out. And, you know, as Ryder Cup captain coming up, I know a lot of these younger guys, and they're fun to be around. They're exciting to play with. And most of them are really, really good guys.
Davis, 20, 25 years ago, how young and how hip and how cool were you?
I've never been very hip or very cool. You can ask my wife that. That's the great thing about these Dove Men Plus Care commercials. You see me in a little bit different light, not the quiet, stiff guy on TV. You see me a little bit more fun. And Stuart Sink with his family and with his wife, they've been fun commercials because they've showed who we are a little bit more. But I'm kind of boring on TV on the weekends because I'm concentrating. I'm so nervous, you know, and trying to get the job done. And I don't think my personality really comes out very well on Sunday afternoons. But definitely not as cool as Ricky Fowler. I mean, he rides dirt bikes and a surfer and from California. Definitely not as cool as Ricky Fowler.
Well, 47, Davis, used to be way past a golfer's prime. Not anymore. Not even close. We saw, for crying out loud, Tom Watson almost do the unthinkable last year if it wasn't for a surge of adrenaline there on that approach shot on the final or the 72nd hole at the British Open. He might have won it at that age. How competitive do you still fancy yourself being, and do you think you could win another major?
Well, I think if I'd have put it any good at all, I'd have given Rory a run for it at the U.S. Open. I really hit the ball well. And just never really got the ball on the hole. You know, last year at Pebble Beach, Dustin Johnson and I both, we made a bunch of doubles. We could have been right in there with Graham McDowell to win it. So I feel like I've been close. Players last year, I've been close in a lot of big tournaments. So I still got a chance. You know, if I get hot with a putter, I feel like I can win any week. I've been 10th to 20th a bunch this year and felt like I was just throwing shots away. So my experience needs to kick in a little bit. I need to be a little bit more patient with myself. But I feel like I can still do it any week, and that's why I keep going out there and grinding, why I just got off the driving range testing Bridgestone balls and working at it, because I feel like I can still compete. And, you know, you're right. Norman could have won the British Open.
Yeah.
Watson could have won the British Open. We've seen Fred Funk at 50 win the Players' Championship. We've seen so many guys. You know, Vijay still plays great. A lot of guys can still do it. Jack Nicklaus won the Masters at 46, so it's still doable, and I'm still excited about playing.
And again, I know we're short on time, but I have to ask you this question. I'd love to know your opinion. The Seniors Tour, why does it have to be 50? Could they bump it down to 45? Do you think that would help to kind of get people attracted to both tours?
Well, the guys that are 50 plus don't want you to do that.
Right.
The guys that are out there already, they're going to vote against it because they don't want.
But to have a competitive juice, I mean, guys want to win, and yeah. Just like you said, I mean, I know you won in 08. You had a couple top tens this year. You still want to step on someone's Adam's apple. That's a good group of guys to do it to.
Yeah, I you know, I'm 3 years away, and I'm getting wishy washy on it whether it's going to be what I want to do. If I'm healthy and still competitive and feel like I can win on the PGA Tour. Like Kenny Perry now, he can still win on the PGA Tour. He's still got exempt status, and, you know, it's hard for him to go over to the Champions Tour. Our money is so good. But, you know, I got 3 years to figure that. I got three more years of,
yeah.
Am I going to be healthy? Am I going to be competitive? But that golf cart sometimes sure looks really good out there. So I may take a few weeks out there and a few weeks back here on tour.
One heck of a resume, 34 pro wins, 20 on the PGA Tour, and, of course, the PGA Championship win in 1997. And also, he's going to be the Ryder Cup captain for the U.S. as well. Hey, Davis, I appreciate you taking some time out. It's great talking to you. Thanks again for the 845s.
Good luck tracking Yager down.